no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
What we're going to talk about today is mindfulness. Now, I actually wrote a seminar. I have delivered it several times to large organizations on mindfulness. Believe it or not, mindfulness is becoming like a really big buzzword, or it was before the coronavirus. Now everything's kind of wiped off the table. We'll see what's there when we come back. Although I think mindfulness is going to continue to be important. Now, I think the reason that organizations want people to be mindful is because they are more safe when they're present. They are more committed. They tend to think more creatively. They tend to have less burnout, less stress, less anxiety when they are mindful. Now, when I first started looking into mindfulness, I took the word and broke it down. As you all know, I'm an amateur entomologist, right? I don't know the word that means one who likes words. That's kind of funny. It's etymologist. Anyway, I looked up the word and I started thinking about it, and it's mindful, right? Well, I noticed that when I think about mindfulness and when I try and share it with other people, they look at me like, my mind is already full. My mind is overflowing. My mind is so full that if I tried to do some sort of mindful activity, that I would just go insane. I've already got too much. People don't understand what mindful is. And I came up with what I consider to be a really good way of explaining it. All right. I'm sure whether you're a big sports fan or not, I'm not a huge sports fan, but I have watched my share of sporting events on television and listened to them on the radio. Now, back when I was 19 years old, I worked for a radio station in Columbia, South Carolina, WSCQ. We're South Carolina Quality. That was a bit of a stretch, but that's what they actually use. Anyway, WSCQ had the rights to the Carolina Gamecock baseball games, and Bob Fulton was the voice of the Gamecocks for decades. Many people know that. Now, Bob was not able to go to a game. I forget exactly what it was, but the game was going on and Bob couldn't go to the game. So we presented the game in the studio. Now that was fascinating. Linda Roller, who was one of our production people, was at the board. Bob was seated on the other side with nothing more than a microphone. And the Associated Press was giving constant updates for the game. So it was coming across an old machine. Remember those? Clackety, 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 clack. My job was to literally run back and forth from the machine and hand the stuff to Bob. We left the door open to the studio. And Linda's job, this is what I thought was so cool. Linda was sitting there with a double deck of carts. Carts are like 8-track players that radio stations used to use before they used computers. And she had it full of sound effects. And when someone would swing and a miss, whoa, you know what I mean? Now, what I noticed about that event was a couple of things. Number one, how real it sounded and how our people in the audience thought it was real. Now, we were very upfront and said that we were presenting this. This was basically a production of the game. This wasn't the game itself. And Bob was not only announcing the game, but baseball's a slow-moving game. There's a lot of times when there's nothing going on in baseball. And so Bob was forced to make his own color commentary. Whenever there's a sporting event, you typically have one announcer, and then you have 1 to 5 color commentators. Now, the announcer's job is to simply tell you what is going on in the game in the moment so you know exactly what's transpiring. Not the color commentator. The color commentator's job is to talk about everything else. Their job is to fill in all those gaps by telling you stories about the hitter, the pitcher, the catcher, the attendance that day, the weather on this day as compared to 10 years ago on this day at this game, and how many years these teams have been. In other words, it's all the ancillary background stuff. And even projecting into the future. Well, you know, if they keep playing like this, I could see them being up against Miami and the blah, 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 blah. And so their job is to do the opposite of the announcer. Now, how does all this tie into mindfulness? Really neatly, actually. Because what we focus on is not what is really going on. When you say you can't be more mindful because your mind is all ready full, I would contend your mind is empty, because mindfulness is the practice of being aware of and focusing on only that which is present in your field of vision, that which you can hear, that which you can smell, nothing in the past, nothing in the future. But what most of us listen to is the stories that we tell ourselves, typically related to the past or projecting into the future, about the things we experience in our lives. Those things, the ego always focuses on the past and the future, okay? Those things that we focus on that have either transpired in the past, might happen in the future, is a story about it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is not real. It's not real. It's a story. So when you say your mind is full, it's empty because it's full of stuff that's not real. Shakespeare said that nothing is either good nor bad, but thinking makes it so. And boy, do we think. And that is why mindfulness, the practice of mindfulness, are so important. And that's why my complaint-free meditation program, I think, is so great, because what I teach you is how to quiet your mind and become more mindful. And remember, by the way, I wanted to remind you, you get a 30-day free trial. So if you just want to come and sit and meditate with me or see what it's like, fine. I don't see you. It's just like this experience. We're in a private members-only Facebook group. Now, mindful, to be present to that which simply is. I was doing a mindfulness seminar for a school district, and it was all the principals from the school districts. I forget how many people it was, 100, 150, I really don't recall. It was enough, it was a bunch. And so I did this long thing setting them up and explaining to them about mindfulness. And then I invited them to do what is called a mindfulness walk. Thich Nhat Hanh, the famous Buddhist monk, talks a lot about this. And in a mindfulness walk, you literally walk and you only pay attention to what is there. Now, when we pay attention to it, what do we then start to do? Build a story around it. And it's the story we have to let go. For example, I'm looking around this room and I see a pillow that someone gave me that says, "Relax, you're on beach time." Now, when I see that pillow, it's okay to read it. But then when I start remembering the person who gave it to me, or start thinking about how they made pillows and stuff like that, and that is what the mind does. It's invariable. You say to yourself, "I need to make myself a note. Where's a pen? Where's a piece of paper?" You get a pen and a piece of paper, and invariably you start thinking, "You know what? I wonder how they make pens. I wonder if the pens and the paper guys ever get together and play softball or whatever." The mind just goes like this. You've got all these color commentators commenting about everything that's going on in your life so that you're not paying attention to the game. You're so busy on what was and what might be, you miss what is. And as John Lennon said so beautifully, life is what happens while you're busy making other plans. If you were to suddenly die and go to heaven and then could come back from heaven after a little bit of time and experience a little bit of your life, you would be just walking around, not thinking about what was to come or what had happened. You would just be experiencing it. As Wayne Dyer said, you know, it would be so great to know when your last day was. He said, if you knew that, you wouldn't be frustrated at a bridge that was keeping traffic backed up. You would be going, I really like that bridge. This is a great day. Most of the pain, the anxiety, all of the anxiety, but most of the pain and the stress we experience is over stuff that either happened in the past or that we wanted to happen in the future that we are grieving is not going to happen or that we hope will happen in the future. And as a result, it's all commentary. It's all commentary rather than what is. And so let me check in with some of the posts you've been making, and then I'm going to teach you something really quickly so you can start meditating by yourself, whether you choose to join my complaint-free meditation program or not. Give it a try. All right, Britt says, you are welcome to visit. We covered that one. All right. Renee says, shared. Great. That's exactly what you need to do. Put a share on there. Good morning from the UK, says Vicky. Great to hear you. Patty says, thanks so much. Lisa Bartel says, fantastic. Cynthia Barcher's awesome. I've been waiting for this. Oh, I'm so glad. Well, come and join me now. Remember, you get a 30-day free trial. You can drop out at any time. And I'll tell you this, if you're a member of my Complaint-Free Life program, don't join yet. You know why? I'm going to send you a special promo code. Because people who are members of my Complaint-Free Life program get everything I do like this half price. They pay $19.97 a month. They get all the support in the Complaint-Free Life group. Plus, they get half price on all my other programs, seminars, trainings, etc. So check that out as well. Raleigh Blue Muros says, good morning. I've seen you before. Great to see you again. Dominic is here. Shared. Thank you. Mark is here, rather. Gail Varney says, good morning. Cynthia says, the ego stands in the way of our bodyguard. Very good. Nice callback to a previous jumpstart. Keep your bodyguard close, blocking the ego from view so you can be mindful and see clearly. Vicky sends some smiley faces. Linda says, so true. Live every day as if it might be your last. Laura Patrick says, I wouldn't want to know my last day. Yeah, that's a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people. So here's what I want to teach you. Number one, it is normal for human beings to meditate. You already do it, to be mindful. How do I know that? Because every one of us has done this and seen other people do it. Where you just stare off in space and people start trying to bring you out of it. That's raising your alpha waves. Now, how else can we do this? I want to teach you real quick what is called Zazen. It means seated Zen. You can do it exactly where you are now. And it's a process of relaxing and stilling your body, which you can do simply through deep breathing. But the only thing you want to do is to keep your eyes open during this meditation and look around the room and just be present to it. And notice when you start to tell yourself a story. For example, I keep meaning to straighten that picture. Oh, wow. As soon as I said, I keep meaning to straighten that picture, it's a story rather than simply looking at the picture. I wonder who painted that picture. Again, story instead of just being with the picture. When I taught this to that group of principals I was telling you about, we did this Zazen, and then they went to lunch and they came back, and I've never seen such a group of mellow people. It works. It's one of the many things that I'll teach you in my complaint-free meditation group. So decades ago, I thought to myself, what is the one thing I wish I could get everybody in the world to do? Everybody. Stop complaining? No, that's actually number two. Number one, meditate. And that's why I've created the Complaint-Free Meditation Program. So check it out, www.complaintfreemeditation.com. How does it work? Very simple. I'm going to say goodbye here in just a second. Take a breath, change the background here, And then we will start at 8:30 Eastern time this morning. When you join, there's already a library of a few meditations in there. And the great thing is, I've got new computers, cameras, all kinds of stuff coming in. Stuff's going to get even more professional and better. So I appreciate those of you who are willing to give it a chance. Check it out. And I'm going to say goodbye for now. I will see you tomorrow at 8 a.m. Eastern time, where we'll do our live jumpstart. Meditation starts at 8:30 Eastern time. Any other parting shots? Heather says, good morning. I was talking about you earlier, Heather. In fact, I read your kind message to me. Great to have you all here. Remember to share this program. Share, share, share. And I will see you live meditating in about 6 minutes. Bless you. Make it a great day. Enjoy today. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.